Dear Jeff, the trip on the Mayflower was tough, but there was barely any space, and some people got sick. When we got to Plymouth, I was so relieved. But when we got there, me and mostly everybody else thought we were in Virginia, because that's where we planned to go. But then our government said we were in Plymouth. I really didn't want to go back on the ship, but Brian said we could stay. I missed home, but I was still excited to start a new life. First, my dad and other men tried to build the houses. I wanted to help, so I asked my dad. He thought for a minute, then he said I could help carry wood that he can use to build. I was excited at first, but when I realized how hard it was, I stopped. I went over to my mom, who was trying to grow crops. I didn't tell her this, but she was doing a very bad job. Everybody seemed to be doing a bad job. A couple days later, someone saw a person hiding behind a bush. Everyone was scared. Then someone got brave enough and asked him who he was. He said he was an Indian and his name was Sunset. He taught us a little, then he said he had to go back to his tribe and he'll come back tomorrow. He did come with two more people. Their names were Massasoit, their sachem, and Squanto. Squanto taught us a lot more than Samoset. Some things he taught us were how to hunt and how to grow crops. After a while, we and the Native Americans became good friends, and that's what started the first Thanksgiving. From Anthony.